With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Jet Rescue says they cannot confirm any survivors as a medical transport jet carrying a child patient, her mother, and four others has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off, erupting into a fireball, engulfing several homes in flames. All six people aboard were from Mexico. The child had been treated in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition and was being transported home in the process. Meanwhile, investigators seek clues into Wednesday's deadly mid-air collision, the deadliest aviation disaster in this country, almost a quarter century, that killed 67 people. Juan Brown, former military pilot and commercial pilot, advises on what should have happened in the D.C. plane crash.
As soon as you know that you are switching from runway 1 to runway 33 and you've got traffic coming down from the north, you kind of know that at some point you're going to come very close together on your approach to runway 33. There is going to be a conflict if somebody doesn't do something. So it would have been better to have slowed the helicopter down or stopped the helicopter altogether. Instead, I believe the controller was relying on the helicopter remaining at or below 200 feet and clear of the airliner's approach into runway 33.
Also at SRNnews.com, skaters, coaches, and their families who died in that tragic midair wreck will be remembered.
The International Skating Union will honor athletes and others killed in the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C., when the World Championships are staged in Boston in March. Skating Union President Jae Yul Kim was visibly emotional, telling media on Friday at the European Championships in Estonia. Skaters, coaches, and family members on their way back from a national skating camp in Wichita, Kansas, were among those who died when a passenger jet hit a helicopter on Wednesday.
You'll find more at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington has a new report on the persecution of Christians in Egypt.
It comes from Coptic Solidarity, and it reveals that Muslim radicals are expanding their program of kidnapping Christian women and girls and subjecting them to forced marriages. The report states that, quote, many hundreds of Coptic women have been forcibly disappeared in the last decades in Egypt, but government officials and legislators in the West have been hesitant to speak out. Egyptian law enforcement has also been turning a blind eye to the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio pastor who is fighting to keep a homeless shelter open in the city of Bryan says he will appeal the latest court ruling against him. A judge has found Pastor Chris Uvell guilty of violating codes in a criminal case, but his attorneys have vowed to appeal the verdict and continue with a federal lawsuit accusing the city of harassing and humiliating the church. The church called Dad's Place remains open in the meantime for those needing a place to stay. This is SRN News. A string of new arrests have been carried out involving a fireworks incident in Hawaii.
A total of six people arrested in connection with a deadly explosion of illegal fireworks in a Honolulu neighborhood on New Year's Eve. They've also confiscated 500 pounds of unused fireworks from the scene of that blast. Police expect to arrest more people and are working with prosecutors to file charges. But this is taking time due to the number of people arrested, large volume of evidence being examined, and fireworks being tested. The explosion killed five people and injured about 20 others. John Scott reporting.
The unsolved death of a teenager in 1977 haunted students and staff at Honolulu's McKinley High School for nearly half a century. But last week, police used advances in DNA technology to arrest a resident of Utah nursing home, Gideon Castro, in the death of 16-year-old Dawn Mehamora. You'll find more of these stories online at srnnews.com.